Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blog 8 Tips Tuesday podcast for July 3rd, 2018, and I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include why I'm doing a theme revamp on Blog 8 even with Gutenberg rolling out soon, new flash challenges coming to the DIY SEO course, the high cost of putting off moving to a better host, foodie bloggers getting emails from Google Search Console for missing schema markup, Yoast SEO 7.7 update has a new snippet editor, StudioPress has been acquired by WP Engine, and what that means for Genesis theme users, an issue with the preview for Pinterest shares with the Shared Count plugin, and a new bug for the Cloudflare plugin when using PHP 7.2 at your host. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live tonight at our new summer hours of 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific for the party and interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion on the Blog 8 Facebook page. In Blog 8 happenings, wow, July 3rd, y'all. Second half of the year starts now. How are you doing with your site success plans? Well, here's what's going on with me. I'm trying to unrow my ducks. We weren't able to close on the house last week. The title company misspelled the seller's name, and she has to fly back from Germany in 2 weeks to sign new papers. Since it's an estate sale, there is no other way but for her to do it in person, in ink. She's in the military, and that's as soon as she can return to do it. Needless to say, that's thrown a huge monkey wrench into my plans for July. So I'm making a new plan, most of which still centers around SEO and improving Blog 8's reach and helpfulness. Now, one of my goals at the start of the year was to redesign the main Blog 8 theme this summer. I started with boosting the speed while I had my head all up in the speed test for the first 3 months of the year. And I've been tweaking on this theme for 4 years, and it's time to make a total switch to a newer base. An updated theme structure is going to give me more speed, ADA compliance, which is Americans with Disabilities Act, and a far better UX, which is user experience. Now, all of those things are SEO factors now too. Plus, the focus of my business changed a lot over the past 2 years as well, and I need a content and layout revamp that makes it clear what my offers are and who I serve. Plus, I have a ton of valuable content, but I don't necessarily make it easy for folks to find or find again. So I'm doing something about that too. Now, I can hear some of you saying, what about Gutenberg? And this is me putting my money where my advice is. Yes, Gutenberg will be rolling into the core later this summer, but I can't see us having viable themes and plugins that are fully Gutenberg compliant until closer to 2020. And I need to do what I need to do for my business now. My new theme design will be radically simplified. That's going to give me all the speed, SEO, and other compliance benefits I mentioned previously. Plus, it's also going to cut cost on the design too. Plus, when it is time to switch to Gutenberg, I'll have a far less complex site, and that's going to cut costs then too. Now, along with a new structure for helping more folks find content on my site, I've also started new promotion tactics for that content, and I am delighted with the help that Sherry Press Herman of Colorist Cafe has been giving me with that. All those fun graphics you're seeing on Facebook and Twitter that highlight the valuable info and Tips Tuesday are being made and posted by Sherry. She started as my site audit client, and now I'm her VA services client. And I get the biggest kick out of seeing them every day, too. She has really captured my sense of humor with them and made it so fun for all of us. And it's working! More folks are visiting and revisiting Tips Tuesday and getting so much more good out of it. I know y'all read and listen to these posts, but sometimes you need a reminder to go back and check a post I mentioned or a tutorial or such. So thank you so much, Sherry, from all of us. And Sherry will be right in the middle of this big content revamp task for Blog A2 and will help more DIY site owners find the site success help that they need. Now, y'all may also recall that I started the DIY SEO workshops 2 months early this year. We began in January to give folks extra time to get their technical SEO ducks in a row and to start planning for content changes so they could get more posts into Google's featured snippets and voice search. Now, I had planned to run a series of quick challenges through the rest of the summer to help folks see where they are with their plans and get back on track. I'm still planning on doing those, as I need to do them too, especially with the content theme revamp I'm doing. I'll just have to be more flexible with the schedule because of this house stuff. And we're going to do some flash challenges. So if you're in the course, look for announcements in our Facebook group and email soon. And this is a great time for you to jump into the course too. Yoast just made some big changes to his SEO plugin, and I've got updated tutorials underway. And that will be a fine time to check all of your settings. Plus, new Google Analytics and Search Console courses are coming this fall or winter. Now, since the house closing got postponed, I've been at my desk every day working on site audits and HTTPS conversion requests. Now, several of the current clients required moving to a better host first and then doing a ton of cleanup on their sites that they've had for 5 or 10 years, where they tried every plugin on the planet and even jumped to different hosts. Now, these things left a lot of garbage behind, so the cleanup is taking a while. But, wow, are those sites a lot faster already? And they have far less glitchy stuff happening now that all those conflicting directives and orphan files are out of there. Now, we're moving straight into HTTPS conversion this week, and I think I have one scheduled for nearly every day this week. If you're on the waiting list, just know that we're going as fast as we can, and I'll be contacting you soon to onboard your project as a complete one that's already on my plate. Oh, guys, I am so heartbroken for one of my site audit clients. Now, at the time, she had just renewed with Bluehost and didn't want to leave despite my warnings that they don't allow all security measures. And sure enough, she got hacked. And now she's having to pay to get that fixed and will still need to move to a new host. And all of this under duress instead of being able to budget the time and money for it. Now, you can see the whole story from my live stream on the Blog A Facebook page about how cheap and junk hosting can cost you a fortune. And FYI, that's also where I do my Blog A Today tips and breaking news streams live too. So be sure you like, follow, and turn on notifications so you always see the info you need as it happens. And FYI, since the end of 2017, I've washed my hands of doing any site work on any EIG-owned host, including Bluehost, HostGator, a small orange, and 50-plus others. Besides not allowing full security measures, I can no longer see all the stuff I need for a full site audit. Plus, they don't terminate the SSL certificate properly, and that's why they don't offer Let's Encrypt SSL certificates either. Now, I'm also hands-off with GoDaddy Hosting as well as InMotion Hosting for the same reasons. So, if you're on one of those hosts and you want to work with me, I will encourage you to move to a better host first where we can actually secure your site and make it fast. Now, most of my webmasters have sworn off working with these hosts too. So, if you're a designer or a site maintenance person or a blogging trainer and you're still recommending these junk hosts, then you're doing a huge disservice to your clients too. In fact, I'm working with one such person right now who made the switch to SiteGround from Bluehost just prior to coming to me for an audit. From what she learned in that audit about how Bluehost does, she will never recommend them to her clients again. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In SEO tips, foodie bloggers, heads up. If you haven't received an email from Google Search Console yet about schema markup issues with your recipe plugin, you soon will. And you can see my posts that I've got a link for you in the show notes for what's going on and how to check your plugin, plus what you should do about it. Now, I want to thank my site audit clients for bringing this to my attention in our Facebook group and for sending over the emails and reports. And I want to send a huge thank you to Marilyn Lesniak of Marilyn's Treats for her invaluable help and expertise with getting to the bottom of this issue. Marilyn and I are already working on recipe plugin review posts, including the schema markup they output, but we're going to delay that for just a bit while these plugin devs do their fixes, and I'll keep you posted on that. Now, also with this issue, and as I mentioned, plenty of the recipe plugin devs are seeing this reported on their support forums. And I've got a link for you to one from the Easy Recipe plugin folks. He's saying that they're in the process of updating the plugin to fix this issue. Now, although he didn't go into any detail, I would imagine the fix will be not to output empty schema markup fields for things you're not using, so Google will no longer flag them. And I'm betting that many other recipe plugin devs will follow suit. In fact, the plugin devs are getting swamped with support tickets on this, and we've heard from several of them that they are fixing things on their end as best as they can. So some of this may resolve itself with your next plugin update. So be sure to look for mentions of things like that when you view the change log on plugins prior to updating them. You do read those plugin change notes, right? Definitely something you want to get in the habit of doing now, especially with Gutenberg looming around the corner. Oh, and hey, the new Yoast SEO 7.7 version has lots of changes to the snippet editor. I'll be updating the Yoast tutorials in my DIY SEO course with new screenshots over the next week. And I want to give them time to work out any bugs and get user feedback on wording and use first. Now, FYI, they are rebuilding the entire plugin to be based on JavaScript, which is the way all plugins are going, because that's the way WordPress is going. So expect bugs with all plugins that are upgrading that way. Now, something else to note when you read this post from Yoast. See the cookie policy banner at the bottom. Now, keep in mind that Yoast is based in Europe and does business worldwide. That makes me feel a lot more confident about the GDPR choice I made for BlogAid, which is similar. And I'm starting to see this everywhere. In theme tips, StudioPress has been acquired by WP Engine. My first reaction to this was, no! I've never understood StudioPress's focus on hosting. And those packages never made any sense to have. And I see this move to be swallowed up by WP Engine as a continuation of that hosting focus. Now, I've heard a couple of interviews with Jason, the owner of WP Engine, and met him at WP meetups in Nashville. He has drunk a lot of Matt Mullenweg Kool-Aid. They are deep in Matt's vision of WordPress, and they are deeply involved in the community. But honestly, I was not all that impressed with their vision in the announcement they made about this buyout. I've got the links for you to their announcement and the one from Brian Gardner at StudioPress too. So basically, WP Engine is tickled to be able to offer Genesis and StudioPress themes to their hosting clients. And I'm betting they are also tickled to obliterate Synthesis, which was StudioPress's hosting venture and a direct competitor to WP Engine. I was glad to read in Brian Gardner's post that Nathan will remain lead dev for Genesis and that the whole team will move over to WP Engine. But honestly, it's all the community designers that are keeping StudioPress themes viable. Nathan had to do two huge updates to bring Genesis into alignment with the WordPress core, and the documentation on those were poor at best. Quality control and/or standards for theme design are non-existent. Now, I'm extremely concerned about how all this could fall apart with this move and with Gutenberg changes looming and Genesis lose the one thing that made them great, which was a clean-coded framework and child themes that designers could count on to be clean too. And you can see my Blog Aid Today live stream on all this for more details. In plug-in tips, I want to thank my site audit clients, Rachel and Gay, for bringing up this topic in our Facebook group. It's about the shared count plugin and hot link protection. And I tell you, that group is one huge perk for getting site help from other site owners in the know. They've all been through the site audit education and fixes, and they are empowered and knowledgeable DIY site owners. Now, all the answers to questions in that group don't come from me either. They come from each other. What a super rich village we have. Okay, back to the point. Rachel discovered that the shared count plugin does not show the image when sharing to Pinterest. Now, you may recall that I mentioned that as a recently revamped plugin as an alternative to social warfare a few Tips Tuesdays ago. The image does get pinned to Pinterest. It just shows a blank in the preview, and that causes the sharer to abandon the attempt. Now, this is easily fixed by turning off hot link protection in Cloudflare. It's under the scrape shield settings. Now, I hate that that has to be turned off, as it protects your site's images from being scraped by bots. This same issue will happen if you have any other type of hot link protection or code on your site too. Now, I posted about it in the plugin support forum, and they're telling me to contact Cloudflare about it. So there you go. And speaking of Cloudflare, a new bug popped up when you're using PHP 7.2 at your host and Cloudflare. Now, it's not happening for everyone, and I'm still trying to get to the bottom of why that is. But if you do encounter it, you'll see the error on a white screen when you attempt to save a post or delete a spam comment. It flags the hooks.php file in the Cloudflare plugin. Now, the fix for this is to downgrade the PHP level at your host to 7.1 for now. And you can see my blog post linked above in the show notes for more details, plus my live stream on it. But also, you might want to read how and why to switch to PHP 7 for more details on that. We're going to run into more bugs and conflicts with this for at least another year, while more plugins get updated to some version of PHP 7.x and start dropping support for older versions. That's another reason you need to make the jump to at least PHP 7.0, because you could update a plugin that has dropped support for older versions and cause all kinds of havoc on your site, including not being able to access it depending on the plugin's function. You know, with all this going on now, Reading Tips Tuesday is non-optional. So be sure you catch every post. You know, the tech of DIY site ownership is changing every day, and my job is to help you avoid the headaches and make good, calm decisions about your site and empower you to easily do them yourself. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on BlogGate. Join me tonight over on the BlogGate Facebook page. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources, and I'll see you online.